America's mother of the air, Octodoll, on Ma Perkins. You know, Ma Perkins gets so many letters from her friends that it is simply impossible to read them all over the air. But every now and then we pick one up to read you. A simple, straightforward letter, just as it was written from one woman to another. Like the one from Mrs. Charles J. Richards of San Diego, California. She writes, and I quote, "I just cannot put off writing to you any longer to let you know what I think of Octodoll. I'm sure the announcer of Ma Perkins' program really doesn't say enough nice things about Octodoll. I've been using Octodoll for about 1 year now, and believe me, I found that there is nothing like it. My white clothes are so much whiter, and I have no trouble at all with the shirt cuffs. Why, the dirt just soaks loose, and my colored things seem to hold the colors better and are so bright. I timed my washing this morning. I started at 8 o'clock and had 4 washers full. By 9:10, my clothes were on the line, and all my wash day worries were over for another week, thanks to Octodoll. I also use Octodoll for cleaning my woodwork and bathroom and sink, also for dishes. Ma Perkins Octodoll is more than just a soap. It's a wonder worker," unquote. Yes, Mrs. Richards, Octodoll certainly is a wonder worker. You see, Octodoll was especially created to combine speed, safety, and whiter washing qualities in a way no other single soap has ever done before. Octodoll is so fast and whitewashing, and yet it's utterly safe. Safe for every washable color and fabric. You can actually feel the mildness of its suds. It won't hurt any normal skin. Leaves your hands as smooth and lovely as before. Make up your mind to try this amazing new granulated soap in your next big washing. Discover for yourself the way to extra hours of wash day leisure all summer long. Octodoll, spelled O-X-Y-D-O-L, in the famous orange and blue bullseye package. I'm sure you'll be delighted with the results it brings. And now for Ma Perkins. Yesterday, you remember, things came to a climax between Gregor and his wife, Sonia. Facing her for the first time in years, Gregor heard from her own lips how she loved him, how she had suffered for betraying him, and heard that his countrymen have been hunting him for years to take his life, and that now they hold his little son, that only by quick action can the child be saved. Gregor was strangely moved as Sonia flung herself into his arms, held him close to her, and then a bullet crashed through the window. Listen.
Sonia, my darling.
Gregor, she's been shot. Someone fired through that window.
Sonia.
Oh, it is all right. Gregor.
Bonjour, moi.
Oh, come. Quick, we lay on the couch here. Come, hurry now.
Come, my darling. So, I pick you up very gently, very gently.
Back. Gently, Gregor. Gently. I cannot breathe so little.
Oh, you poor dear.
That's it, Gregor. Now, right over here. Lay her down gently.
Oh, Sonia, tell me that you're all right.
I think so. But the pain, it's terrible.
Oh, my sweet.
Let me get that pill under your head here. That's it.
There. Is that a little better?
Oh, yes. It's just better. But the pain, it hurts to talk.
Of course. Well, just be quiet. Don't move.
You stay right there with you, Gregor. I'll phone the hospital for an ambulance and get Dr. Stevens.
Oh, please hurry, Mrs. Perkins. If anything should happen to her now.
Oh, they'll get here in a hurry. Just don't worry, Gregor. Nothing will happen, Gregor.
No, it cannot, my darling. It can't.
Operator, give me the hospital as best as you can.
Where are you hurt, Dushka? Tell me.
In the side here.
Oh, I can see it. Oh, Sonia, forgive me. I believe you. I know now.
Oh, for the name's sake, please hurry, operator.
Oh, what a fool I've been.
Oh, no. No, Gregor. It is I who have been the fool. Oh, it hurts to speak.
Then don't speak, my darling. I don't try. You rest a little.
I will.
Hello. Mrs. Center Hospital? This is Ma Perkins talking. There's somebody been badly hurt out at my house. I want you to send the ambulance just as fast as you can. What? It's out. The Lord, I've been getting it, and it's here just as fast as possible, I tell you. It's life and death.
Now, your head. Still, darling?
Just as years ago, we
shouldn't. You think they'd ought to be there now? Well, then, for goodness sake, phone over there for him to get underway. All right. And call Dr. Stevens and have him hurry over here just as fast as he can. All right, now hurry.
Oh, she is so good.
Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Heart of gold, and I don't speak, my dear.
How are you, Sonia?
Oh, they're coming.
Yes, yes. How do you feel, Sonia?
I am more comfortable since Gregor moved me.
Oh, I'm glad of that. And the pain?
Well, it is not so bad. But my eyes...
What is it, my precious?
Everything is a little misty.
Oh, my poor dear.
It'll be all right, Gregor. It's just got to be.
I don't know. I think it might not.
Sonia, don't say that. You must be all right. Nothing must happen to you.
Oh, no, indeed. We'll get the persons responsible for this if it's the last thing we ever do.
Get them. Wait.
Gregor, I want to talk.
No, my darling, please don't talk. Save your strength.
No, I am afraid. And I want you to know everything.
I do not have to know anything, only that you will be well.
Maybe you'd better let her talk, Gregor.
Oh, no, please, Mrs. Perkins. Don't speak, Sonia. Don't try, dear.
No, but I must, Gregor. You have to know about the baby, our son, and that I tried so hard to undo the terrible thing that I did to you.
Oh, what difference now?
Difference? Oh, my eyes. The mist.
Mrs. Perkins, she's hurt terribly.
We don't know yet, Gregor. Now, shh.
My Sonia, mine again. You must not go. You hear me?
It is no use, Gregor. I know that I am going.
Oh, it's taken that kid into the ambulance so long to get here.
Sonia, you must live. You hear me? You must live so that we can be together and make up for these terrible years.
Oh, Gregor. Let me touch your face.
Oh, my dear.
Now, I want you to listen, Gregor. I must tell you.
Let her talk, Gregor. It'll get her mind off of it.
Yes. Go on. What is it, my sweet? You tell me.
You know, I said that I paid, suffered. You remember?
I remember.
The night your friend, Igor Lanevsky, warned you.
Yes, the night he came to warn me.
You always thought that I fled that night only because I had betrayed you. Afraid to face you.
Whatever reason made you go, it is all right. I have forgiven you everything.
No, I went to delay.
Oh, I wish you would not try and talk.
Sonia, let me tell him for you, will you?
Please, madam.
That night, Gregor, Sonia went to the headquarters of the secret police to delay them, so you'd have time to escape.
You went to delay them, so I would escape.
Yes, my darling. That night, I knew I loved you.
That you loved me?
Oh, yes. That I loved you better than life itself, Gregor.
Oh, may heaven forgive me.
And then, Gregor, them police, they found out that Sonia was delaying them.
They found out?
Yes. They were suspicious. They saw through everything when I delayed them.
I see it now. They took our son from you. Is that what you meant when you said Vladimir and Nikolai have our boy?
That's it, Gregor.
And they are They are holding him hostage.
As a hostage until they get you.
Oh, my dear, my poor Sonia.
And Gregor, she ain't ever seen a little boy since he was 5 months old.
Oh, Mrs. Perkins, if there was only something we could do for her.
I know. That ambulance and Doc Stevens ought to be here any moment. There's nothing else we can do.
Brad, I am all right, Gregor. Now, listen.
Yes, tell me, my darling. Tell me.
Our boy. I did not lie. I don't know where they are holding him. I only know he's alive. They have him.
Sonia said that only Vladimir and Nikolai know where he is, Gregor.
That is true, Gregor. And I wanted to plan with you before...
Oh, my dear, my dear. And you, Sonia, all these years you've been searching for me.
Yes. Vladimir and Nikolai, they forced me to go with them.
Oh, child, you hadn't said that.
They forced you to go with them while they hunted for me?
Yes, to make me pay till more.
How, Sonia?
That I was to lead you into a trap. It was either that or our boy's life.
Oh, good Lord of mercy, that's terrible.
Either you led me into a trap or it was our boy's life, huh?
Yes. Eileen's paper. I see it now. I see it now.
Yes, so do I, Mrs. Perkins. Vladimir and Nikolai, they are here. Sonia said that.
Yes. And she said they knew of this appointment tonight. You thought that they trailed you, huh?
Yes.
Of course. And you, oh, my darling. You were always moving around this room, keeping between me and those windows, shielding me.
Why, of course, Peter.
You sacrificed your life to save mine.
And you, Gregor, you will go on to save our boy.
Yes, yes, I'll go on. Oh, that you should have to pay such a price.
Why, I do not mind now, Gregor. So long as I know you love me.
Always, Sonia. I've always loved you.
And you forgive me.
Forgive, my dear. Why, I loved you.
Oh, Gregor.
Yes, Sonia.
Everything is spinning, whirling. Oh, kiss me, Gregor. Kiss me. Hold me close.
I will hold you, my Sonia. So close. Sonia? Do you hear me? Sonia!
Gregor.
Yes, Gregor, Sonia is gone. The woman you thought betrayed you gave up her life for you and your son. And let us hope those last few moments with you, moments of reconciliation and renewed love, can erase the bitter years in her life and your own. And what of Gregor's son, held by the two men who have just killed Sonia? Can he find some way to regain the child and escape? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Dick Wells saying goodbye.
This program has come to you from Chicago. This is the National Broadcasting Company.